This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you do have to get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, again, where you can watch live and listen live and take the poll and give me your email address. That's always nice, too. I appreciate that as well. I send out an email a week. I'll let you know what's going on, you know, what guests we're bringing in, topics we're going to be hitting on, and that kind of thing. And, hey, whatever. Enjoy. The left is always talking about the violence. They're always talking about the violence that Mr. Trump, brings on the other side. So it's almost like they're always talking about how Trump is trying to get somebody, a Democrat, or what have you, hurt. When in reality, the only ones getting hurt, it seems, are the conservatives and or the Trump supporters. So an elderly Trump supporter was beaten with a crowbar. And the liberal media, for all intents and purposes, he was the bad guy. And I don't know how that happens. Apparently, I don't understand how this works. Story says a 62-year-old man was beaten bloody with a crowbar last Wednesday. His crime was wearing a Trump for President t-shirt. Now, that's according to the Bloomfield Police Department. Peter Yanowski was walking on the West Passaic Avenue in early evening when a stranger in a gray compact car approached him and demanded to know why he was wearing the t-shirt, screaming profanities from his car at him. Now, there is a slight problem. I'll tell you about it in a minute. The driver followed Mr. Yakowski into the nearby Friendly's parking lot, which is an ice cream store, on Broad Street, promptly exiting his car with a crowbar and began beating the elderly Trump supporter, leaving him with injuries to his arms, hands, and thighs. Now, witnesses attempted to intervene. The suspect was able to flee before the police arrived. Now, we see these happening more and more and more, right? You're seeing that sign that was burnt on the front lawn of somebody's house, the big T. And that was okay, right? I mean, no problem there. Part of the problem with the story, though, is, and not that it makes it right, so let's just be totally honest about this, right? The old guy was actually, when he was being questioned by the young man in the car, the old guy started yelling obscenities, using the N-word at the young man in the car, and calling him all kinds of names, like it was none of his business, he's blank, blankety blank, shouldn't be here, yada, yada, yada. I can get into all the details as to what he was yelling, but that's not the point. Is that really, first of all, the young man should have kept his mouth shut, because you've got a right to wear anything you want to. So it shouldn't have been a big deal. Right? But now, apparently, you're allowed to verbally attack somebody. So when the guy was yelling the N-word or what have you back at the young man in the car, what does he do? He gets his crowbar out of the car, and he starts beating the guy. So let's just sum up here and see how this works. I call you a name, right? Or I ask you why you're wearing a Trump shirt. I respond by calling you a name. You're now entitled to beat me up with a crowbar. Is that how it works? Is that how we're going to do this now? It shows you where society has gone, where it's come. Roll down your window, call him an idiot. You could yell, Trump sucks for all that matters. but you don't go beating somebody, especially an elderly man, with a crowbar. Where the heck is your mind at? What are you thinking? And we have no, absolutely no care for other human beings or other people? Anyway, I saw that. I got that. I'm looking at it going, okay, there's a problem here. How many of you know that the IRS could possibly tax your gold medal? So not only now can they take the flag away from you and let somebody else carry the flag, fly the flag, do whatever with the flag. We talked about this the other night with Michael Phelps. You know, they wanted somebody else carrying the flag in. Yeah, because of his white privilege. He shouldn't be allowed to carry the flag. And I've lost respect for him because he gave in. I wouldn't have given in. He gave in. He let the girl carry the flag. If I'm wrong, send me the link and show me where I'm wrong. But what I read was he did. And that was just wrong at every level. And then the IRS, they got to get their 2 cents, or in this case, 19%, or whatever it works out to be. The IRS will collect more than a third of what American athletes earn at the Olympics. The country is, the country is watching their TV sets to see who's going to win, who's doing what, who's going to end up with the gold. I don't know why you try for the gold. You got to pay money on it. So now they know they're going to be raking in some serious cash from these athletes. Here's the thing. You get a cash prize for winning the gold, silver, or bronze. Just the way it works. You do get money. And so you get the medal, and then you get some dollars. Now, many Americans who win gold medals, they also receive a $25,000 check from the U.S. Olympic Committee. They'll be required to pay a third of that to the IRS right away. Now, Michael Phelps, he's won 3 gold medals. So he's won 75 mil. I mean, 1,000. At 75 mil, I might start swimming. However, since he's most likely to be in the top bracket of the IRS, will claim about 40% of his winnings, not just a third. They call it the victory tax. It's being opposed by Congress. Right? But it's if it passes, if something happens, if it gets bumped, and it will if we don't keep the Congress, they're going to end up having to pay taxes on those things. I don't know how hateful some of you are, but I have no problem with those kids keeping their money. And they are kids. Hey, Michael Hausen is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I've got a lot more of this craziness to talk about. I got so many stories to catch up on. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Hey, they're looking to cast an all-female Ocean's 8 remake. They've just lost their minds. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I've been corrected. Phelps did carry the flag in. The last article I had read was he was considering letting the woman carry it in. The African American. Now, somebody sent me a note today. I got to do a story. She wants me to do a story on this about Black Lives Matter and the other confusion. You know how I tell you about how I'm confused with the whole gender thing because I don't know what to call anybody because they can't even agree on what to call anybody. She sent me something. She said, look, how is it that Black Lives Matter, but yet most of the time when you call somebody black, they say call me African American. Should it be African American Lives Matter? Right? AALM. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we should start using that instead. So that way we're all inclusive, right? We're talking about all blacks. So I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if there was an African American Lives Matter group and they got mad at the BLM and they just started fighting each other? We're not black. I'm not from Africa. My family's not from Africa either. You know, I don't want to be called a... Yeah, that would be great. So anyway, the Phelps, I mean, if you're an Olympic winner, think about this. If you're an American, in America anyway, or the United States, you're going to get taxed, or you get taxed on your gold medal and the money you get from it. $25,000. What are you going to get for silver? 12? Half? Well, there's three medals. Maybe it's a third they knock off each. I don't know. But you would think for one lousy thing, for the Olympics, for 4 years you've given up your life and everything else that you've given up to really, for the most part, to honor the country. You really think the IRS could just simply stay out of it? Why do they need to be involved in it? No, I don't know. That's just stupid crazy. So I got this during the break. What the heck? Go away. It's about millennials. I couldn't pass it up because it's about millennials. So millennials seem to be outraged. Aren't they always, though? Millennials are outraged over a TV show portraying millennials as outraged. Isn't that great? So isn't this kind of like along that stupid stuff where if you talk to your daughter or you talk to girls about the dangers they can put themselves into, open themselves up to being raped on campus, then you're part of the rape culture? When you're trying to keep somebody from getting raped, if you're a male talking to a female, you become part of the rape culture. I just always thought that was amazing. So now you can't even help your kids, speak to your kids, make sure that they're safe without being part of the rape culture. Yeah, I keep saying it because somebody will say it eventually anyhow. So a millennial member of the focus group has angrily objected to the contents of a television program because it portrayed millennials as coddled, easily offended, and thin-skinned. Now, let's go back. A millennial member of a focus group got angry because the content showed millennials is easily getting angry. Need I say more? I mean, really, we could stop the story right there. The feedback for CBS new comedy, the series called The Great Indoors, was recounted by its executive director, Mike Gibbons, at a Television Critics Association panel this week, and in further vindication, outraged a millennial member of the press. He gets up, he says, I'm a millennial myself. How are we so coddled? What? Oh, come on. How are we so coddled, and what about our overly politically correct workplace bothers you? Okay. Now, Stephen Fry, who stars in the show as a travel editor, who becomes the boss of the group of millennials in the digital department of a magazine, jumped in to say, hey, that he believes that there's an element of coddling in the generation and an element in which you have it tougher than the generation before. The journalist says, yeah, no crap. The millennial reporter, not named by the magazine, fired back before saying she wanted the question answered by Gibbons, not Fry. Now, don't you love that? Who also went on to mention that a previous generation of his family was sent to Auschwitz, at which the millennium said, what's that got to do with anything? No, I'm just kidding. Most of them wouldn't even know what that was. He went on to say, great example is how you interrupted my answer, Gibbons replied. Another incensed millennial reporter later rhetorically asked, do you want millennials to watch your show? Because you come out here and said, ha, 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 millennials are so sensitive and PC, branding his comments so negative. And think about that. Because they might be offended at watching a show that shows how easily offended they are. And frankly, I don't know if the millennials need to watch it. We can watch it. I would enjoy that show. I think it would be hilarious. I don't even know what to say about it. I think this is kind of hilarious. Let's see. I'm almost afraid to play that clip because I don't know if there's any foul language in it, so maybe I'll just leave it alone. Anyhow, isn't that perfect, though? Isn't that exactly what you would expect in a situation like this? And you can't laugh. You listening to it?
I'm listening to you.
Oh. Am I that funny? Okay. What am I? Do I amuse you? There you go. I just got this too. Secret Service agent says goodbye good morning to Hillary. She responds with two words, which can't be uttered here on this microphone. Hillary Clinton's hardly a friendly person. We just heard that, didn't we? Now, this is a story from somebody altogether different. She's a cold, calculating politician who has a temper her husband never showed at the White House. No, he was a recipient of it, but... Now, we know how she treats those assigned to protect her life. She's arrogant and a nightmare. As the Washington Post investigative reporter Ronald Kessler reports, this is how Hillary Clinton treats Secret Service agent. Now, this is a recount of what a conversation between her and a Secret Service agent. The Secret Service agent says to her, "Good morning, ma'am." She replies back, "F off." The exchange is one among many that active and retired Secret Service agents shared with Ronald Kessler, author of The First Family Detail, compelling look at the... Have we done this one before? Haven't we had him on? Okay. We should have him on again to back up what this other guy said. Shared with Ronald Kessler, author of The First Family Detail, compelling look at the intrepid personnel who shield America's presidents and their families. Kessler writes flatteringly and critically about people in both parties. Regarding the Clintons, Kessler presents Chelsea as the model protectee who respected and appreciated her agent, Bill as a difficult chief executive, but also easygoing, and Hillary as Satan's sister. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Michael Howsam after the break. Don't go far. We'll have a lot of fun then. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Only 2 hours.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yes, they are. Shut up. I'm doing an intro. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, he's already giving it away. Michael Hausman is joining me. Look at the picture now, okay? See if you recognize anybody else in the picture.
If I do what, sorry?
If you I speak in English. If you recognize anybody else in the picture, in the wide-angle picture I just put up.
I see Felix the Cat. I see Mr. Bill.
You see Mr. Bill. Felix, where the heck are you? What are you drinking?
Who's that? Who's in the... who's the guy in the... Okay, I see Mickey, Minnie, and what's the one... Oh, okay. Sorry.
You got kids, don't you? That's the Animaniacs. That's Wacko, Yakko, and Dot. Okay?
Sitting. Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Really? You poor child. See, no. You are, I'm telling you, man, you are just way too smart for my people, because they all know who that is.
Well, then you know what it is? Then they're lucky. Okay, your listeners got to see this, what I'm wearing.
Oh, God, great. Make America free again. That's great. I love it. I think you did a good job there.
Thanks. Yeah. It's actually my friend Sunny Lohman. Have you had Sunny on your show before?
I have had Sunny on the show. I like her.
Yeah, this is Sunny's.
Is that her new shirt?
Yeah, gosh, if you and I disagree a lot, I imagine you and Sunny had a very difficult time finding any ground. Am I right?
Yeah, but see, I don't. Unlike some other commentators, it doesn't bother me at all. I like seeing
that. Fair enough.
It doesn't bother me at all because then you forget something when you're off the air. I get to make fun of you with the same people.
But, believe me, I know that happens.
I just had Gary Byrne on, the fellow that wrote the book about the Clintons, and one of many, right? And I had a good time with him because I got to tell you that when people don't realize something, these guys that are truly, honestly inside, not the ones who say they are, they get to see things that we never get to see. And this guy had the cojones. That's a different language.
No, I understand what that is.
But these guys get to see things we never get to see. And they get to see a side of these people that we never will see out in public. I love the story. Did you interview him?
Yes, I've had actually Gary on the show twice.
Okay. So what I loved, the best one I loved, though, was the black eye with Bill. And I said to him, what's the policy? How far can she go before you guys intervene? Is it like an inch within an inch of his life? Or how does that work? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're in a predicament, aren't you?
Right.
The leader of the free world is being beat up by his wife. When do we step in?
the stories about the Clinton White House that guy tells are absolutely insane.
Yeah, and people don't believe them, Michael.
I know.
You know, it's really sick because. What?
No, I don't think that people don't believe them.
Okay.
I mean, there may be an element of people that don't believe him. I mean, there's a certain number of people that are expecting Elvis to come back tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. The moon landing was faked and something actually happened other than a weather balloon in New Mexico, whatever, 1949.
You mean it wasn't a weather balloon?
No, it wasn't. anywho, I think that the vast majority of people that support her or whatever... they don't care. I don't think it has anything to do with a suspension of disbelief, questioning the narrative, impugning the character of the person telling the story. I honestly believe they don't care.
Really?
I think she could come out and say, oh, you know what? Well, you know what? That's not true. If she actually came out and admitted the thing, then they would be forced to deal with it. But as long as she gets out and says, oh, no, Director Comey, he said that I didn't lie. I don't know. Things with Bill and I, we've been happily married ever since college. I think the people, stuff that they know for a fact is blatantly, totally, provably, demonstrably untrue, they don't care. And they don't care for a couple of reasons. She checks all the right boxes, number one, and she has a D after her name.
Yeah.
And that's it.
She has a D in all the right parts, right? I mean, everybody here, I closed the story up because I decided I wasn't going to do it, but the bottom line with it was one of her, it was a audio clip of her in her interviews constantly saying, you know, one of her qualifications was being a woman, is the fact that she was a woman, right? So I'm thinking to myself, would they discount it if I became transgender or identified as a woman and I ran for president? Could I say I would be the first woman president, or would they discount me?
That's a very good question. Well, here's the thing. On the important things, on the important things with Hillary, it does not matter what she says. Excuse me. On the important things, it's critical. And there really only are a handful of important things. The government should coerce as many people as possible to do the things the smart people thinks. Number two, women should be able to abort whenever she wants. And number three, the damn rich people shouldn't be able to keep all their money. Right?
Right.
The government should be the arbiter of fairness and exchange. Beyond that, it doesn't matter what she says. Do you think tomorrow, if Hillary comes out and leans forward in the microphone and says, you know what? I was totally wrong. I realized that as a result of reading a little Milton Friedman, a little Thomas Sowell, that the real minimum wage is zero. So I am going to be a proponent of eliminating a federal minimum wage, number one. Number two, I also feel that trade barriers and tariffs and artificial impediments to international trade just hurt Americans. And I am for open and free buying and selling of goods between willing and uncoerced parties under any circumstance. So she took the classic libertarian position on those two things, made those two statements. Her support wouldn't change a bit.
So you're making my point on a piece that I wrote this week called Clinton Zombies, which is exactly the way I look at it. I mean, they, you know, like Clinton, you know, Hillary. You're right. It doesn't matter what she does. I guess I do agree. It wouldn't matter what she confessed to. They still would not turn their backs on her.
Would you like to have an argument right now?
About them turning their backs on her?
No. I think when you say Democrat zombies, you're being unnecessarily redundant. Because I think you could just say political zombies.
Okay. Well, all right. No, you win. You're exactly right.
Because look at some of the things. I'm looking at the written text of an interview that Donald Trump just did with the Washington Post that was published this morning.
Okay.
And a couple of the comments that he said on here, like, I've always loved leverage. Becky's, I can tell you, I've always respected leverage and I've always loved it. The country is a different thing. However, with that being said, interest rates are so low. I mean, the numbers are so low. This is the time to borrow and borrow long term so that we have money to build our infrastructure. Point number one. And there was another thing that he said. Oh, here we go. Normally, you'd want to reduce the debt. And I'd like to reduce the debt, too, as much as anybody. The problem is you have a military problem. You have an infrastructure problem, a tremendous infrastructure problem, and you have other problems. Also, the asset, your rates are so low. What's going to happen is your rates eventually will go up and you can't borrow. You can't borrow because it's too expensive. But you'd be paying so little interest right now, this is the time to borrow. Okay, so this is a Republican candidate. And basically what he's saying is, oh, my God, we need to borrow more money to do some stuff. We need to go further into debt to do some stuff. That's the Republican candidate had said today. And the supporters of Donald Trump didn't change at all. Okay. So we can, I'd love to criticize the Democrats for swallowing whatever hook, line, and sinker Hillary throws.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I'm going to tell you, you're really kind of mixing things here. I'm talking about a party. The whole party isn't sold out to Trump, but 98% of the Democratic Party sold out to Hillary. Big difference. Yeah, you got Trumpites, and I'll tell you where I take exception to some things. I don't know if you've been listening to the Hillary surrogates that have been coming out. Talking about you know, the only vote that Trump is getting, the only people that are excited about Trump are white, they didn't say white supremacist, what they said, white privileged. Did he say white supremacist? Did he? Okay, well, I missed that one. Okay, white supremacist, homophobics, and check this one out, deniers of evolution. So I'm saying to myself, okay, I hear the rhetoric, but deniers of evolution. Hello, Christian friends. He's talking about you. He's putting you in the same category as homophobics and white supremacists. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Machini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Michael Housen joins me. He'll be right back with me. Don't go far.
Ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Yeah, something I just remembered about where Hitler got his idea from all that. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you got to pay attention. Keep an eye out. Keep a listen out, because we've got two stations riding over the next few weeks. But I'm not telling you till they get here, because it's kind of stupid. They can't hear me anyway, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's lots you can do up there on the website, and you get involved in the conversation. I appreciate the time. I put somebody to sleep in the chat room. Unreal. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Michael Hausam joins me, as he does every week, to challenge me in my normal thought process, make me work a little harder, because he's one of those guests I can't easily intimidate. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Well, I'm happy to be here, man. I need to take a picture. I love this live feed, although there's a slight delay. Here, I got to do this.
You don't talk fast enough, you know?
Well, that may be what it is.
No, what it is, it's I'm using the... I'm using the same cameras they used to use in recording the old Japanese kung fu movies. Remember
those?
Oh,
that's hilarious. Yes. You know, like
rip your head off.
Hey, so do you want to continue the argument that we had offline?
Yeah,
I was making the point that The Trump supporters are akin to Hillary supporters in that it wouldn't matter what they say. You countered with a greater percentage of Democrats are supporting Hillary than are Republicans.
Because he's a Dem.
Trying to make a distinction between Republicans and Democrats. I didn't have the opportunity to counter that their strong support numbers and extreme disapproval numbers are almost identical. What? So across the country, the approval and disapproval of them, my point still remains the same, even though it may be slightly different percentages within the Republican Party, that for fanatical supporters of a political leader, most of the things that come out of their mouth are meaningless.
All right. I don't disagree with you there. My dad has this theory that in Massachusetts, that the whole Massachusetts legislature could take a picture of themselves flipping off the constituents in Massachusetts, swearing at them, and all win by a landslide the next day. Okay, and I tend to agree with that. But what I guess what I'm trying to say to you is, if you got 100 Dems in a room and 100 Republicans in a room, and you try to say to them, okay, are you voting for Hillary and why? I tend to believe, right? I have no proof of this, that 97 of the Democrats would say, I'm voting for her because she's a Democrat. She's on my team.
Right.
Period.
Right.
If you took those same 100, if you took 100 Republicans, you said, how many are voting for Trump? I think you'd get 82 of them. And I don't think they'd all say, I'm voting for him because he's a registered Republican. I think even a majority of those would say, I'm voting for him because he's a Republican. And the rest would say, I'm voting for him because he stands for this, or he says this, or he's willing to say that. I don't think it would be the same. There wouldn't be one. Would be she's a D. End of discussion. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know.
You have to admit something. Democrats are more loyal and more sold out to their people than we are.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Here's what I'll say. Historically, I think you're right. Historically, the Republicans are far less of a cult of personality. I mean, that was the big criticism that those on the right had of Barack Obama, especially in 2008, but then again also in 2012. But I do think you'd have to say, just looking down your social media feed, that particular virus has infected the right. The Republican Party, which brought me to the other point I wanted to bring up about this. I mentioned the Trump interview with the Washington Post. Yeah. The second thing that is my second piece of evidence on this issue was Trump's comments about that Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS. And this was an editorial, I forget the guy that wrote it, that I saw excerpts that he also pulled out excerpts of Trump's interview with Hugh Hewitt, where Hewitt was working so hard to try to let Donald Trump wiggle out of the word founder.
Right.
And Trump was having none of it. Hewitt was trying to say, well, you know what you meant is he created the vacuum. And Trump said, no. He's the founder. And Hewitt came back again and said, oh, well, it's – and Hewitt was working so hard to keep Donald Trump from saying something so monumentally stupid.
How'd that work out for him?
For Hugh?
Yeah.
Poorly. But as far as for Donald Trump, what's going to happen is guys like me that are – utterly embarrassed that the Republican Party put up this loser con man as their candidate is just further embarrassment.
How do you really feel?
I could go on, but that's just a quick, short soundbite. It's going to just be more fuel for the New York Times and the Washington Post and the San Francisco Chronicle and the LA Times and MSNBC and CNN. It's going to be more fuel for the Democrats. What's going to end up happening? You've seen the polls are showing significant break for Hillary. Unless something happens a week from today because of things like this, there will be even a bigger break, and you will see most of the typical Trump-supporting crowd that I've already seen commenting, redefining what he had to say, even though in the interview, Hewitt tried to let him redefine it, and the candidate himself would not.
All right. I'm going to stick with my mantra that's going to tee you off, which is, right now, I would take the pig that Sarah Palin talked about on a regular basis before I take Hillary.
Okay, you know what? That That I hear. I will say this. Hey, what's your Instagram, by the way?
I have no clue. It's a really?
Oh, come on,
Michael. I wouldn't know that if it hit me in the face. I wouldn't know what the heck it was. That it was mine. Hold on, it's Real Side Radio. There you go. How's that? For all of you out there that's listening, it's Real Side Radio is my Instagram.
Real Side Radio.
As far as
Joe Messina. Okay, hey, good.
Oh, see that?
Got to get yourself, so I just tagged us on there. Okay. Anyway, back to the thing. That right there is the only support of Donald Trump that I can actually understand and respect. Look.
Look, I got to say, Michael, whether you believe it or not, I agree with you and most of the others that he is not, he's problematic. He's more than problematic.
Okay?
Right? I do not want the woman, though. I mean, look, you said that you also interviewed Jerry Brock.
He's problematic.
Well, if I was married to her, I'd be ducking, too, after talking to Gary in the last couple hours.
Fair enough.
All right? Okay, I mean, I would have the Secret Service covering me all the time when I was sleeping when she was around. But look at mean, nasty. She is the queen of the universe. She sees herself as the god of the universe. I'm sorry. And the people she surrounds herself with, we already know who those people are going to be. Same old, same old. People who only care for themselves and people that would be gone if they cross her, as you've seen. Well, we lost another one tonight. Did you hear about that?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, the list is long with her. I don't know. I'd rather. Okay, let me put it this way. I would rather take my chances with the idiot behind the mic that's, you know, running around calling everybody else a liar than take my chances with her. I'm
okay.
Sorry, that's me.
Okay, see, that I can get. Here's the thing. I can't possibly imagine a worse person running for president of the United States who's alive on the political scene today. I mean, I suppose I can. I mean, would it be like, what's the chick from Houston? I mean, there's a handful of people that would be awful, but of all the Democrat candidates that were even remotely discussed, Hillary would be the worst, right?
Oh, yeah.
And to keep her from being the president, having anybody else, it's an argument at 8:58 in the evening. Right now, I can't fully endorse, but I can respect it and understand it. If you came at me with, Donald Trump is going to be fantastic for the economy.
Oh, no.
He's a conservative. His trade policies are magnificent. His principled conviction, enunciation of conservative policies over the last decade are inspiring. If you came to me with any of those kinds of things, I would have to dismiss you as insane. But you're not. You're just saying, look, I've got this big, huge piece of number two on my desk. And there's another option of one that's ever so slightly smaller, and that's the one I'll be forced to eat if I have to. And that I respect. I do.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking of my friends. I'm looking at who he's looking to surround himself with, who he's chosen for Supreme Court. And I'm saying, look, even if he only picks half of those people, even if only half the people support him, I just don't believe that, unlike Mr. Obama, I do not think that Donald Trump will be pounding the Oval Office going, I don't care what you think, Ben Carson, about health. We're going to do it my way. I don't believe he'll do that. He hasn't built the building he built doing that.
Why would you think he's going to take advice from anybody if a year into advisors and consultants and other competitors and guys like Gingrich screaming at him to be presidential and to pivot? He said
did you ever watch that show Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, let me read you what he said.
No, you can't, because we got to go. We're done. We are finito. You'll have to come on longer.
God darn it.
All right, quick. How do people find you? And you've got like 5 seconds. Go.
At MP House, MPHAUS on Twitter. Shoot.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Michael Hauser joins me as he does every week. Check his show out every morning. We'll put a link on it on our website. Have a great rest of the day. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.